The Lord be with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We gather every Wednesday, but this Wednesday is a special and unique Wednesday as it's part of our Thanksgiving worship and our Thanksgiving celebration. We pray that God would richly bless us as we receive His gifts and then enjoy, respond with our praise and thanksgiving. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, We Praise You, O God, 785. 785. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Divine Service Setting 1. We have a worship insert for the worship service. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Our focus tonight will be on the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy 8. There's two options for the hymn of praise. We'll sing, This is the Feast, for the hymn of praise. And then at the end of the service, there's two options for the post-communion canticle as well. And how could we have Thanksgiving worship without singing, Thank the Lord? So we'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Pastor Marundi is with family this Thanksgiving. Was something we started about 10 or 12 years ago. Pastor Burnt and I would take turns with Thanksgiving on and off. And so we pray blessings on Pastor Marundi and his family this Thanksgiving holiday. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's take a moment, notice and greet our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a little spread out tonight. You may not know who you're with or worshiping with. If you don't know, take a moment and ask. In Jesus, we are one. Let's greet each other in the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the blessings that seem to never end. Blessings of body, blessings of soul, blessings of freedom, blessings of family, blessings of food, blessings that we all too often take for granted. And even worse than taking them for granted, all too often we give ourselves the praise and the credit and the glory for the blessings that we have. Forgive us, Lord, for shallow thankfulness. Forgive us, Lord, for selfish arrogance and pride. Fill us, once again, with the greatest good thing of all, forgiveness that comes through the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. It's in His name that we gather, worship, and give thanks this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 785.
51. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and in deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the intro as you find it at the front of your bulletin insert. Salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through whose kindness we have again received the fruits of the earth in their season, grant us ever to rejoice in your mercy, that neither prosperity nor adversity may drive us from your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for our scripture reading.
The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. And He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that, as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in His ways and by fearing Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Speak now the gradual for this evening. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. For I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. We sing now our hymn of the day, hymn 895. "Now Thank We All Our God." Please be seated.
Thank you.
and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Please be seated. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Some of you know that I'm quite the Civil War buff, and I love to watch a good old Western that has some kind of a Civil War theme to it. When you talk to folks who like to watch those kind of movies, there's always one that's high on the list. May not be people's favorite, because the theme, the outcome, is very sad. It's a mixed bag. It's a great movie. It's a great Jimmy Stewart movie. 1965, Shenandoah. Charlie Anderson is a farmer, and he just wants to be a farmer. He lost his wife. He's raising his kids all by himself. He just wants to be left alone. He gave his wife a promise on her deathbed. As much as he didn't want to do it, he would bring the kids up as Christians, and he would go to church with them every Sunday. Charlie Anderson was a hard worker, but he was a bitter man. Charlie Anderson had the Civil War all around him, and he decided he was going to be neutral. Well, the movie plays out and shows that there are certain times in life when no matter how much you want to be neutral, sin won't let you. There's one part of the movie where the family is gathered around the Thanksgiving table. You can have a little fun. Go to YouTube and type in the un-Thanksgiving prayer. And you'll get Jimmy Stewart from this movie. Now imagine this, Jimmy Stewart with the entire family gathered around. A Thanksgiving feast is on the table. Jimmy Stewart, the head of the household, he prays thus, Lord, we cleared this land. We plowed this land. We planted this land. And then we harvested it. We cooked the harvest. It wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be eating it if we hadn't done it all ourselves. We worked dog bone hard for every crumb and morsel, but we thank you, Lord, just the same for the food we're about to eat. Amen. Isn't it amazing how often, maybe not with the actual words, but how often we act the exact same way? We'll go through the motions of Thanksgiving. We'll go through the motions of saying, everything I have and everything I am are gifts from God. But deep down inside, we know that if it wouldn't be for me and my work and my efforts and my ingenuity, I wouldn't have what I have. My friends, on a day like Thanksgiving Day, the people of God are called to take notice. To take notice and to take stock of their life. Count your blessings one by one. Well, of course, that would be a wonderful thing to do on Thanksgiving Day. But at the same time, You cannot make someone be thankful. You cannot force a thankful heart into or onto anyone. Thankfulness is a byproduct. You hear that? Thankfulness is a byproduct. You can't say a few words, cook a few certain types of food, and automatically turn a cold heart into a thankful heart. No, there's only one thing. There's only one thing that can change a heart of stone. There's only one thing that can transfer a self-centered, selfish heart into one that will give thanks and praise and glory to God freely and willingly. And that is the Lord God Himself. We have a great example before us in our text. The children of Israel had been delivered by God's mighty hand. They had witnessed the 10 plagues. They had witnessed the greatest, the mother of all plagues, when God struck down the firstborn of the Egyptians. And yet the people of God, because the blood of the Lamb had been put over their doorpost, the angel of death passed over them. They left their slavery and bondage in Egypt, and they passed through the Red Sea on dry ground. And when Pharaoh and his soldiers and the horses and the chariots followed, the wall of water came crashing down. The horses and the riders are dead in the sea. The people of God have been delivered. Been delivered from death. Been delivered from slavery. Been delivered, as God promised them, into a land flowing with milk and honey. The promised land awaited them. Oh, a stop at Mount Sinai, so they could be given God's holy law. The people of God had been set free by God, and now God is going to tell them how they should live, how they should order their life. But the people of God grew impatient. They didn't want to wait for Moses. They didn't want to wait for God's timetable. They didn't want to travel the path that God had laid out for them. And so they whined, and they complained, and they grumbled, and they plotted, and they schemed, and they rebelled, and they committed all kinds of sinful acts to show that they didn't really care what God said. That deliverance by God from Egypt, that was old news. That was in the past. What have you done for me lately? The people of God cried out, and God was not pleased. He could have wiped them out. He could have sent them back to Egypt. He could have cracked a wide gap in the land, and instead of swallowing a few of the leaders, He could have swallowed the whole lot, but He didn't. He allowed the people of Israel, His children, His redeemed, He allowed them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. I use that word on purpose. He allowed them. By His grace. Doesn't seem like God's gracious hand to have the people of God wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And yet that's exactly what God did. Did you hear these words in our text, starting at verse 2 of Deuteronomy 8? And you shall remember. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you. Testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. And He humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. He led them into the wilderness. He allowed them to wander for 40 years because He loved them. God graciously humbled His children. Might be time to see a show of hands right now. How many of you really, really, really love it when God humbles you? How many of you stop and give thanks when God humbles you? We rarely, if ever, think of something bad or negative that happens in our lives as being a gift. My friends, God loved the children of Israel so much that He allowed them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. He humbled them. He broke their false gods. He broke their false idols. He taught them through the gift, the God-given gift of humility, to cling to Him and Him alone, to cling to His Word and His Word alone. You see, when God humbles us, we don't have time to be full of ourselves. When God humbles us, we have no place to look except to Him for help. The more humble we become, the more we realize God and God alone. And the more we realize we need God and God alone, the more we realize the depth of our sin and depravity. And the more we realize the depth of our sin and depravity, the more we are humbled. And the more we are humbled, the more we realize how much we need God and God alone and cling to His Word. My friends, do you see this cycle in your life? This is God at work. This is God at work for you. This is God at work to bring you closer to Him. This is God at work teaching you through His gift of humility to cling to Him and to His Word alone. My friends, tonight the message is not be more thankful. Too often, that's what Thanksgiving turns into, especially in the church. Tonight, the message is, God has seen your predicament, your slavery to sin, death, and the devil, and He has delivered you. He has provided the blood for the doorposts of your heart through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His holy, precious, innocent blood was shed on the altar, Calvary's cross, for you. You have been delivered once and for all. That deliverance has been wrapped around you in the waters of holy baptism. Christ has set you free, and you are free indeed. And there are times in our lives when we get a little full of ourselves, And like old Charlie Anderson, we give ourselves the credit for everything good in our lives and pay lip service to God. We become jealous of the gifts that other people have while failing to recognize all that God has given us. My friends, at those times, because God loves us, He humbles us. Sometimes He leads us out into the wilderness so that He can teach us. So that He can teach us the extent of His great love. He does not forsake us or abandon us. The children of Israel, their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't wear thin, and their feet didn't swell for 40 years. He is still with us. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. But He teaches us to depend on Him, not only for our daily bread, but everything we need to support this body and life. And then He reminds us, like He did the children of Israel, "Oh, what I have in store for you, this promised land, it is beyond your wildest dreams. Land flowing with milk and honey. You scratch the ground and there's precious metals everywhere. You won't hunger, you won't thirst. Eternal joy." You know what we usually call that? Heaven. God's guarantee and promise. Your promised land. Sealed with the blood of Jesus. My friends, tonight, hear and believe the Word of God and God's great love for you in Jesus Christ. And as you hear it, and as you believe it, and as it pumps in your vein, as you eat and drink it and feast on forgiveness, life, and salvation, the power of God's Spirit at work in you will bring forth every byproduct that God desires. Faith. Good works. A continual hunger for the Word. And oh, by the way, thanksgiving. May God grant it to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our thanksgiving in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, we are bold to confess His gift of faith to us. This evening we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Our response this evening, Lord, have mercy. For God's mercies, which are new every day, that He would continue to provide all that we need to support this body and life, and that we receive His gifts with thanksgiving, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the fruits of the earth and the abundant harvest that God provides, that we give thanks to the Lord, the giver of all good things, and not rely on our own ability and strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For generous hearts that desire to give generously as we have been blessed, and for grace to notice our neighbor in need, that we may help as we are able. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the government and all in authority, that they may be granted the wisdom and ability needed to see to it that our good land may prosper in peace, and that the Word of God may continually be preached freely and openly. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gospel of Christ, that we may gladly hear and learn it in thankfulness to God for the rich abundance of His mercy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We continue with the offertory on page 159. Please stand. That we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ the Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathering the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood as He bids us to do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. We sing the post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord, on page 164. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you in favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. We close with hymn 806, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements. The news and notes we have are from last Sunday, so if you didn't get those or need a refresher copy, those are there. This night begins several Wednesday worships in a row. We've got kind of an odd year this year where Thanksgiving falls before the end of the church year. This coming Sunday we'll celebrate the last Sunday in the church year. Next Wednesday, we'll have the first of our four Advent worship services on Wednesday nights. With those four Advent Wednesdays, we'll have a fellowship meal serving from 5 until 6:15, worship then at 6:30. Next week, we'll pick up again with midweek and confirmation. We took the night off tonight with that. We will gather again tomorrow at 9 o'clock for Thanksgiving Day worship. It'll be the same service that we had tonight, with the exception the choir won't be here. And thanks to the choir, the song was beautiful and fit in very, very well with our theme for this evening. They're seated at the table back there, I see. We've got a fundraiser coming up for our radio station, KNNA. It's a dinner. It's a dance. You can dinner. You can dance. You can even do both if you want. So they have tickets to help you out that way. And that's coming up on December 2nd. December 2nd. Check out the news and notes for the other activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We will have Bible study if anybody wants to have Bible study tonight. I know a lot of family and other activity stuff going on, so if we have folks here, we'll have Bible study. If we don't, we'll resume again next week on that. We'll just play that by ear. Thanks again, Pastor Russert, for helping us. Vicar, this is your big time now. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You have anything you want to say?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, first time all year he had enough courage to talk. Only because Mom and Dad are here. So we welcome them all the way from Pratt, Kansas. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ. Happy and blessed Thanksgiving.